This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Despite initial backlash, Nightside continues to install smart meters on Western New York homes. At an open house meeting on Wednesday, Lockport residents were given the opportunity to learn about the new technology.
There's a lot of stuff going on that you read online that makes you question whether this is really going to work out. And they're, like I say, they're just here to explain their side and try to get people to understand a little more. I know a little more now than I did before, so we'll just see when they, after they install it, we'll see how it goes.
Ever since smart meters came to Western New York, residents have continued to blame them for dramatically higher bills. However, President and CEO of NYSEG and RG&E, Patricia Nielsen, says they work just like the analog meters, except readings are being transmitted at all times.
We'll know if power goes out in your house because the smart meter will send us a signal before the power goes out. So all it's doing is measuring actual use and giving you an actual read before each bill. It doesn't measure devices' potential use. It only measures the actual use of all the devices in your home or business as it's using the energy.
Zach Penke, WBEN.com News.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.